Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Jazz Record Mart, offering an extensive selection of jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, and gospel recordings. Their mail-order catalog, Rhythm and News, is available at 1-800-684-3480.
Hi, everybody. Still with us? Well, all right. We're glad that you're here. It's Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. The program originates from Chicago. I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and this is the annual program where each year we call on all the blues and R&B Christmas records, and we spin them all, send them in your direction. And third hour, as usual, is the one that we feature the pre-war recordings. When we say pre-war, we mean things done before World War II. And we've got a whole list of them here that were done in honor of Christmas. What do you say we start out with the Cotton Top Mountain Singers? Let's see, what is it? Cotton Top Mountain Sanctified Singers. And the lead vocal here, of course, is done by Frankie Half Pint Jackson. This is called Christ Was Born on Christmas Morn.
Early on one Christmas morn, Jesus Christ the Son was born, singing carols, Christmas songs. Early on one Christmas morn, early on one Christmas morn, Jesus Christ the Son was born, singing carols, Christmas songs. Wise men saw the star at night, star that lit up the heavens so bright, saw it lit where Christ was born, early on one Christmas morn, early on one Christmas morn, Jesus Christ the Son was born, singing carols, Christmas songs, early on one Christmas morn, early on one Christmas morn, Jesus Christ the Son was born, singing carols, Christmas songs, Jesus Christ the Son was born. In that city of Bethlehem, wise men brought him jewels and gems. Born in a manger, humble and low, that is why we love him so. Early on one Christmas morn, Jesus Christ the Son was born, singing carols, Christmas songs. Early on one Christmas morn, early on one Christmas morn, Jesus Christ the Son was born, singing carols, Christmas songs. Jesus Christ the Son was born. Mary was his mother called, who held him gently in her arms. All hail and praise to him, peace on earth, a goodwill to men.
Follow soon. Christmas is on me. New Year's will follow soon. My Sandy has quit me. That's why you hear me croon. I hung up my stocking and I went straight to bed. I hung up my stocking and I went straight to bed. But when I woke up Christmas morning, Lord, I had an aching head. I won't eat no turkey, 'cause I ain't got a cent. I won't eat no turkey, because I ain't got a cent. The landlord will put me out if I don't pay my rent. New Year's, please tell me, what kind of love will you bring? New Year's, please tell me, what kind of love will you bring? If I can't make it, my body sure will swing. Christmas is on me, and I'm all alone. Christmas is on me, yeah, I am all alone. Oh, will some Sandy help me and hear my lonesome moan? Christmas is on me. People, how can I refuse? Christmas is on me. Lord, how can I refuse? If I don't get it by Christmas, I'll have it New Year's blues.
Well, you can hang up your stocking. Old Santa Claus is on his way. Well, hang up your stocking. Old Santa Claus is on his way. He'll be steady moving well until the break of day. I'm so glad good old Christmas Day is here. Oh, well, I'm so glad good old Christmas Day is here. Well, I want old Santa to bring me a new woman for this coming year. Today is Christmas Day. Well, all the bees in the forest know today is Christmas Day. well, if I don't get no present, well, I'll be on my lonesome way. Well, I'm so happy, I can't hardly wait. Well, I'm so happy, well, I can't hardly wait. After New Year's morning, well, I'm gonna get that new woman straight. Christmas is here again. 1936 is gone. Christmas is here again. 1936 is gone. I'm his poor old bachelor when I'm left here all alone. Santa Claus didn't come here. He didn't even come this way. Santa Claus didn't come here. He didn't even come this way. There hang my stockings, and today is Christmas Day. Well, I would hang my stockings on my baby's Christmas tree. Yes, I would hang my stocking on my baby's Christmas tree. But she told me Christmas Eve morning, no more presents there for me. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, just the same. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, just the same. Well, I didn't get no present, but I don't know who to blame.
Celebrate Christmas Day. On the 25th of December, 1928, is a national issue of heaven to the world that is Jesus' birthday. Some people use it wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use the wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. Some people work every day and draw good money. every ten. Here's what the same people said. I'm gonna spend my money and have my way. Some people use wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. While the church is praying on Christmas Day, other people are roaming the streets and dragging their soul away. Some people use wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. Some people use wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day.
And you ain't got no draw. You know my Santa Claus is good, and don't you come back hanging around. Hey, hey. You know my Santa Claus is good, and don't you come back hanging around. Summer come, you throwed me down. Christmas morning, you'll wring your hands, start washing your flow and cry. Christmas morning, you'll wring your hands, start washing your flow and cry. Hey, hey. But it'll be too late, baby, for this Sandy Claus keeping up mine. So when that car wind meets you Christmas and ask you where you've been, when that car wind meets you Christmas and ask you where you've been, you won't be so smart and say that you're going back again. You say, Sandy, 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 I'm bleeding on my knees. Sandy, 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 won't you come to see me, please? I've been bleeding, I've been calling, Sandy, 'cause you know my knees. But you will see my Sandy Claus, because we know about your dirty
Now, isn't that just the way? Here it is, Christmas time, and she's not going to let you see her Santa Claus. That's Victoria Spivey to round out an extended set. We started out with Frankie Half Pint Jackson and the Cotton Top Mountain Sanctified Singers. Frankie Half Pint Jackson on the vocals there, and Christ Was Born on Christmas Morn, originally on the Brunswick label. Then Tampa Red, Christmas and New Year's Blues. We had a pair by Bumblebee Slim. First, Santa Bring Me a Brand New Woman, and then a tune called Christmas and No Santa Claus. Bumblebee Slim, Amos Easton doing the vocals. We listened to the Reverend Edward Claiborne and The Wrong Way to Celebrate Christmas. We also listened to Bessie Smith and At the Christmas Ball. That's always a fun one. And that led us around to Victoria Spivey and Ain't Gonna Let You See My Santa Claus. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's our annual Christmas program. I'm Steve Cushing, and here are records that you probably will not find in the God, Rich, and Dixon pre-war discography, but you might find them in the Black Swan discography. These are pop recordings on the Black Swan label, which was the first black-owned record label. Check this one out.
Thank you.
And there you have Come All Ye Faithful from the Black Swan catalog. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and this has become a regular part of our Christmas program. It's a sermon from the Reverend Hudson Shower. Hudson Shower was known as Little Hudson, a bluesman, and he turned to the church and he recorded this sermon for us several years ago, and we've managed to include it in the Christmas program. Sort of a sad note regarding Hudson. He did an interview with me in my first book, Blues Before Sunrise, the radio interviews. And in the time that we talked last and the time that the book was issued, February of 2010, Reverend Hudson passed away. He died in March of 2009. And when the book came out, I hadn't been aware that he passed away and was looking for him and finally found an obit. But let's give a listen to the Christmas sermon from the Reverend Hudson Show.
A long time ago, time when I was playing the blues, and I was out there with many of them, you know, Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and Tampa Red. But as time rolled on, one night I was laying sleeping, and this come to me that he said, "Go ye therefore and preach the gospel." And I thought about this for a long period of time. I first was a deacon. At one time, I lost my mind. I went to the meeting that night, and then I don't remember. I went to the meeting. I had to go to the hospital, and so they put the 24-hour watch on me, and see, he said, "No, there's nothing wrong with you physical." So then I just kept on, and every day wake up at night, and I wake up at night sometimes, and I'd be talking and preaching and singing. And so I decided one day, I said, "Well, look, like the Lord wants me to preach the gospel." And that's why that I started preaching the gospel. Most of people say, "Reverend Shower." They let that little Hudson go. And the church what I affiliate with now is the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church at 6614 South Blackstone. Service from sometime early morning service, 7:45, and then 10:45, twice a day, on not every Sunday. Third Sunday and first Sunday is the early morning service. That's two services a day. And we have prayer service also during the week. Anytime you have chance, you go to the church and you do a little praying there, an hour, and then you're going home. One time I preached the gospel about the prodigal son, and I had a number of the prodigal son was, "I want to go home, but I don't have sufficient clothes." And then I preached sermons about Lazarus, when Lazarus was dead, Jesus called him from the grave. He called him by name. If he had to call him, just said, "Get up," it would have been a whole lot of people get up. But he called him and said, "Lazarus, come forth." So I preached that Lazarus. There's two Lazarus. One is the beggar Lazarus, the one that begs all the time. And he begged for the rich man. The rich man wouldn't even give him the crumb that fell off his table. So the rich man was kind of a little bit off. He wore purple clothes, that big high-class clothes. But finally, one day, that the rich man died. And when he died, that Lazarus was dead also. So when the rich man come and looked over there and saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. Now, Lazarus had souls. Even the dogs care more for Lazarus than the rich man. The dog would give Lazarus a licking of his soul to ease his pain. But the rich man wouldn't even give him the crumbs that fell off the table. So I preached several gospels. But the main one I preached about leprosy. Leprosy was with Naaman. A man was a big famous man in the army they called Naaman. And he had leprosy all over his body. So leprosy is a contagious disease. And it cannot be cured by medication. So they wanted to baptize him and take him down to the River of Jordan. But that river was muddy, and he didn't feel like he should be in that muddy water. Why didn't he take him to the other rivers where there was clean water? When Naaman went to the river to be baptized. Look, he said, this is awful muddy. And then I took a subject on that, seven dips in a muddy pond. And here the seven dips were that he took him down in the water seven times before that he was cured. And this is what I go through every day. I talk to people around different places. Every place you go is a different sermon. You don't preach the same sermon. You don't do like Noah did. Noah preached the same sermon 120 years, trying to get these people to understand that it's going to rain. See, but they didn't understand it's going to rain. So he didn't understand it didn't rain, because one thing about it, when he preached that, and they laughed at him. He said, I tell you what you do. God said, I want you to build a boat. I called it an ark. And he was building this, but he was building it out in the dry land, open. And when he was building in the dry land, people come by and laugh. He said, well, how is this boat going to float out here? He said, we see boats made, but they was made close by the water. When they finished, you got to do is push it off the water. But Noah came and said, it's going to rain. They didn't believe it. They didn't believe it was going to rain. Then the rain did come after the boat was built. The rain come 40 days and 40 nights. And that's why the boat, I named that sermon, was the boat that float. The Reverend Shaw was speaking to you in an honest way. Christmas is a time for joy. And I hope you just have a Merry Christmas. The only thing that I tell people about, be happy at Christmas time, and don't overspend your money that you have to be working for all the year around to pay back. It's all right to give gifts. Nothing wrong with giving gifts. But don't put yourself in jeopardy where that you might be in a strain the rest of the year. And I'm telling you, this is the worst time of the year for robbers and thieves, for snatching pocketbooks and strong-arm robbery. Be careful. When you're shopping around, make sure that how you watch, how you look, and look behind you in the front much as you can be. Don't carry your money in your bags or in your pocketbooks or whatever. Take your credit cards along with you, and you do that'd be more safer than taking money along. Christmas greetings, I love that. The name of Christmas greeting, that's exchanging present to certain ones. You, someone that you love, and someone that loves you, they're going to all they do is just exchanging things. But I want you to do everything that you do in this Christmas rush. I would say make sure that everything you do is in the name of Jesus Christ. And we want you to have a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And this is Reverend Shower saying good evening.
on the Black Swan label, Ellie Thomas and Maddie, and Christmas Chimes, that's the name of it. And it had to be before the year 1923, because 23 was the year that Black Swan folded. Actually, they sold all their material to the Paramount label. Christmas Chimes. And before that, we had a sermon by the Reverend Hudson Shower, who was at one time was bluesman Little Hudson and is still alive here in Chicago. That was his holiday message. That's an annual event here on the program. And before that, we listened to the Black Swan Quartet and Come All Ye Faithful, also on the Black Swan label. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Jazz Record Mart, offering an extensive selection of jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, and gospel recordings. Their mail-order catalog, Rhythm and News, is available at 1-800-684-3480. Internet service for Blues Before Sunrise is provided by CoreCom. Information on the vast array of service options offered by CoreCom can be found at www.core.com or at 888-747-4638. That's CoreCom. We keep you connected.
And we're back on Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. It's our annual Christmas program, all the blues and R&B and gospel recordings that have to do with the holiday. How about this one by Booker White?
My parents gathered to the tree, sitting right out a window blind. Baby got a little toast for sweet, sitting right out a little window blind. Why, she got lights on her tree, boy, shine miles around. Christmas, you didn't have nothing that could receive for me. You're not in first cause my baby, you didn't have nothing that could receive for me. Just want you to tell me what the fault that you find a poor old me. I just want you to tell me, baby, what the fault that you find a poor old me. Cause I've been 15 years, baby, all this cursing you didn't have that on that tree for me. Yeah, you know this your birthday. I'm giving it to you on a Christmas Eve. said, Dad, you know to be your birthday. And I'm giving it to you on a Christmas Eve. I said, babe, all I want you to do, do something to give my poor heart ease. Play it good now. Lord have mercy. Make it sweet now. My baby, she fell up in my home. She said, Daddy, you're about to make me moan. My baby fell up in my home. She said, Daddy, you're about to make me moan. Said, you done got mad with me, cause ain't nothing on that Christmas tree for you. She went out now with the Christmas tree.
Thank you. woman that I've ever met. You're the sweetest woman that I've ever met. When I come over to your home, you had everything all set. I won't forget Christmas. You made Santa Claus come to me. I won't forget Christmas. You made Santa Claus come to me. You let me hang my stocking way up in your little old Christmas tree. But New Year's, I'll make Santa Claus bring you two little toys. New Year's, I'll make Santa Claus bring you two little toys. They will be the kind can play with the other little girls and boys.
Ain't that a pain? Oh, baby, baby, baby. Ain't that a pain? doesn't love me. I got no Christmas tree, and jail on Christmas Eve again. Ain't that a pity? Oh, baby, baby, baby.
Coming back again. While it was on one Christmas morning, T-Bird's Christmas coming back again. Well, and I'm trying to hide my little woman to keep from running around with these other men. Not Santa Claus, I want you to bring my baby a lot of toys. Not Santa Claus, I want you to bring my baby a lot of toys. Now I know my baby wants to have fun, now with these other little girls and boys. Santa Claus, can I get you to understand? Santa Claus, can I get you to understand? Now that I want you to bring my baby one of these radios and two or three of them electric fans. One of these coats, I mean with that long fur hanging down. I want Santa Claus to bring my baby one of these new coats with that long fur hanging down. Now that I want her to be looking good, Lord, when I drop back in her town. Now Santa Claus, Santa Claus, can't you hear my lonesome cry? Santa Claus, can't you hear my lonesome cry? Well, I'll be sure to do what I told you, Santa Claus, before I tell you goodbye.
Sonny Boy Williamson, number one, John Lee Williamson, and Christmas Morning Blues. He was there on harmonica and vocal. Willie Hatcher on mandolin, also Speckled Red on piano. And I believe that there Robert Nighthawk may have been there on guitar. I'm not sure. But the first two I know for certain, because the book tells me so. Before that, Leroy Carr, Scrapper Blackwell, Christmas in Jail, Ain't It a Pain. We had Roosevelt Sykes, Let Me Hang My Stocking in Your Little Old Christmas Tree. We listened to Walter Davis and his tune Santa Claus. That was very popular, in fact, so popular that he cut another version of it a few years later. And we started out with Book of White. These were done, I think, in the 70s, if I'm not mistaken. Christmas Eve Blues, Book of White, sounding great there. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. Thank you for tuning to the program. Hope you listen on a regular basis. And we are going to wrap up the hour with just about 13 licks of this one. It's Victoria Spivey again. It's a thing called Christmas Morning Blues.
Get up from there, woman.
For what? Without a child and a chicken on the yard? Woke up Christmas morning. When I do get the morning.